Now with Kirk and Marianne, here's number 21, Ladarius Webb.
Ladarius Webb is here.
Yes, yes, yes.
Just back from London. How you doing, dude?
Man, I'm doing good. Doing awesome, actually.
Wow. Well, it wasn't the outcome that we had expected or hoped for. We were all partying out in Owings Mills, getting ready for the game, getting fired up. 9:30 came and 10:30 came and 11:30 came. And at the end, it was 44-7.
Yes.
And we're going to get into all that. Marianne?
Yeah.
I just want to mention right off the top,
There's
been some protests going on around the NFL. Yesterday, it mushroomed.
I haven't heard. I wish they'd announced something like that on the news or something.
Listen, we would be remiss if we didn't mention it.
Yeah.
We saw it, and it started at 9:30 in the morning with the Ravens and the Jaguars game. Now, we're not going to make Ladarius Webb sit here and answer for a team of 53 men or a team of 30, a league of 32 teams. So everybody saw it. You can make your own decisions on how you feel about it. But we're not going to get into that today. But what we will do is talk about the game.
Yes, we will.
It looked like you guys were a step slower yesterday. Something looked off. It didn't look like the Ravens that we had seen the first two games.
It didn't. We didn't play a good game. You know, a team game. Offense didn't play well. Defense didn't play well.
Special teams. It was all aspects.
Yeah, all aspects, you know. But I can only speak about the defense. And I think, you know, we gave up too many yards. I mean, I know we gave up too many yards. We didn't win enough first downs. You know, we was giving them too many yards on first down. We're going to do the same thing we do whenever we win games. You know, we're going to go look at our mistakes, see what we did wrong, and move on to the next game. So tomorrow morning, when we get there, we'll see all the mistakes we made. We'll see exactly what happened and why some of those runs was getting through. I'm sure there were small things. We were missing Brandon Williams. That's not an excuse because we had Mike Pierce and all the rest of those giants up front. So I'm just sure it was something small. We'll fix it. They won, you know, back to the next game. I'm sure if we get back on the right track next week, you know, we 3-1. You know, going into the second quarter, so we will be awesome.
Other than the game, how was your trip?
Yeah,
the trip was it was okay, man. But we stayed on the outskirts of London.
Yeah,
you know, he didn't put us down in the downtown where we could really just be close to the enjoyment. So I really didn't get to see London like I wanted to. So I for sure go back.
Mm-hmm.
But I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the place we stayed at. I was in my room most majority of the time. We went and ate, you know. Me and Brandon Carr went and found some place and went and ate one or two times. But other than that, I just chilled around the hotel.
I love, this is the third week now that we've been talking to you, and I love, the thing that jumps out at me is that you're so focused in the moment. It's awesome. It's like, I mean, you really are just like, I don't talk about next week or last week. I've got to focus on just the problem I made and fix it. And it's not, it doesn't feel emotional. It feels like smart, like business-like almost, you know?
It is. You have to look at it that way. You know, we still losing guys, you know,
Brent
guys
Irvin.
Are going down and those are kind of key pieces to our defense and to our team. So we back to that next man up. And, we have Carl Davis and Willie Henry. We have some guys, you know, Ricardo, some guys in the front that can step up. And Kafusi, we got the guys, but we just have to get back to work next week, and I'm sure they'll be ready.
Number 21 is here, Ladarius Webb. We do it every Monday night, 6:30 to 7:30. At this beautiful place, the Iron Rooster, McHenry Rowe, Kirk McEwen, Marianne Sirk, and Webby. Come on down. Make some noise, y'all. We're still 2-1.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's Pittsburgh week. It's 98 Rock.
Live from Iron Rooster and McHenry Rowe, this is the Ladarius Webb Show on 98 Rock.
That's right. Ladarius Webb Show. Number 41, Anthony Levine Sr. is here, too. Want to let you know, though, next Monday, October 2nd, 6 to 8 o'clock, join us here at Iron Rooster for cocktails, comfort food, and chin rubs. Ryan Jensen and Alex Lewis will be joined by MMA star John Rollo, and it's a softy happy hour. So they're going to be here in efforts to end animal abuse before it starts. You'll also meet GW former research subject turned advocate for other Beagles who aren't so lucky. If that doesn't add up to a happy hour, we don't know what does. So we'll see you out here next Monday night for a softy happy hour. Ravens go down to the Jags in London yesterday, 44-7. It was a tough game to watch. It was the most lopsided game in history.
It was.
Ladarius, I mentioned earlier that league-wide teams knelt down during the anthem, and I also mentioned that I would spare you talking for 53 members of the Ravens, but you said that you wanted to say a little something about what went on yesterday.
Yeah.
So the floor is yours.
From my perspective, I wanted to just reach out to all the military people. I have family that was in the military. We're not trying to we wasn't trying to disrespect the national anthem or the flag. We're just trying to put that out there right now. And it's about the comments that our president, the son of a B-word, that came at us. And that what made us wanted to react and take a knee for the cause, because we see it was something bigger. We just want him to be held accountable. I mean, I can understand, as being the commander in chief, when you're over the military, the Navy, and that you will have a problem with someone kneeling for the flag, the national anthem. I mean, Obama, he had an issue. He said it was a better way to do it. It was just the way he said it, about the kneeling players and the son of a B word, and which I believe made the entire NFL kneel, you know, because at first Kaepernick, he kneeled, and I'm all for his calls, you know, for the oppression of colored people. But as a team, we didn't want to kneel just for our organization. We felt like we was going to get that topic talked about in another way without kneeling. You know, Bishotti, they does a great job for us, and Oz and them, it's a great organization. So we really didn't want to bring that much attention to a distraction to our team and to our field. But now you see there's a bigger issue, and it was something that needed to be done. I just wanted to put it out that we wasn't, you know,
you're not dissing the military.
No, I'm not. We appreciate everything you do. We understand the hard work, the teamwork that's put in the military to accomplish a goal. And we take some of their traits and we use them in football.
Yeah, it's like a brotherhood. It seems like you're a family.
It's like a family. We do the same thing you do. We have a common goal. They have a common goal to protect us. We have a common goal to win that Super Bowl. And
I just want to say, and you heard me talking to callers this afternoon on the air, whenever there's a disaster, hurricane, tornado, floods, whatever, the frontline guys out there passing out supplies and digging people out are the football players in that town a lot of times. You look at what J.J. Watt did, yep, what he was able to do to raise $30 million. So, yeah, I can understand the sons of bitches setting people off. Look, you look last week, there were six guys that knelt. And you look this week, and it was league-wide. So there is that that brotherhood, and you can't knock it when you see everybody from Tom Brady and Shad Khan and players all around the league, if not kneeling, locking arms. So number 41, Anthony Levine Sr. is here. I just wanted to say hello to you. I don't expect you to jump in unless you want to. It's up to you.
Man, thank you for coming.
No, I'm saying I feel the exact same way that Webby feel, you know. We talked about it. I mean, it was very emotional, you know. It was very emotional, and I'm looking at Will, and me and him looking at each other, and I tell him, like, I'm like, you know, I told him, I said, bro, I'm nervous.
So this wasn't just there a lot went into this.
Yeah, like people say, it take courage to stand. Nah, it took courage to do what we did. I'm talking about that. That's why when you see, if you was to see, you see me and Will, we're holding each other, because he telling me, man, I got your back. I'm telling him I have his back as well. And, you know, we was nervous. We really was. And I can understand, like, all the things that everybody was saying and what was going through everybody's minds. But it's like, you know, we are family, and we believe in what we go out there to do. Like, we don't go out there and say, and trying to disrespect anybody. I wasn't raised that way. I wasn't raised to disrespect anyone. You know, even when I was growing up and I was disrespected by someone that was older than me, my mother would not let me disrespect anyone. I had to go home and tell her what happened, and then she'll, you know, defend me in that way. So I'll never go out and disrespect anybody. So I meant no disrespect to disrespect no military at all.
Well, and,
you know?
And another thing, I mean, I was on the phone with people because we came out at 3 o'clock, and I'm not going to sidestep this. It's all over the place. So for us to come on the air and act like it didn't happen would be disingenuous. So what I did was I just mentioned, look, breast cancer awareness. That's the whole month of October. Yes. Nobody has a problem with us talking about that. And that is to get people's mindset to start battling a problem. Mm-hmm. So why is it okay to talk about that and not some of these other things? And one other thing I'll add is that NFL players are doing this for the people that don't have the money to stand up for themselves, mm-hmm. the people that get
the
pulled
platform.
Over when they make the wrong turn in Missouri, and then there's all these different police jurisdictions on them. Do we love the military and the police? Yes, we do. But this is a country where it is built on your ability to stand up when something's not right. And I applaud people that do the hard thing and not the easy thing. And I know it's ripped some scabs off, and people are upset, maybe for some of the right reasons and maybe for some of the wrong reasons. But it's America, and there's a dialogue, and that's why people fought. So you could do things like this, burn flags and things. Do you agree with it? Maybe not. That's America.
It did inspire a discussion, too, because...
In your house in Rochester.
Football, in Rochester, New York, we're watching football on Football Sunday. That's not a day where the family comes around and discusses political, social issues. But because it happened, we started talking about it. And then we said, well, what is it? What are they doing that for? Oh, it's because of police brutality. And then we all started talking about it. So I think mission accomplished, because it brings it into the light again.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, me personally, I was telling Will and I was telling a couple guys on the team, man, I played football to get away from stuff like this.
Mm-hmm.
When I was having, you know, things going on in my household or in my neighborhood, we played sports, and we didn't think about none of this. And now all of a sudden it's brought
to
sports.
Together.
And we're sitting here, and everybody, they don't understand the pressure that we had. I mean, we looking at each other like, what do we do?
Yeah.
And like, we're emotional. Man, I was crying.
The Ravens didn't do this before. I mean,
nobody know what to do, and we're looking for answers. We're like, can someone help us? Can someone lead us? Nobody said nothing to us.
Who was the first game on at 9 o'clock in the morning?
Yes,
you set the stage.
Did you know? And
we have to set the stage. The pressure.
Did
was
you
on
know
who?
The league
the
was going
was on
to
this
follow?
Game. It was on the Ravens
and the Jaguars.
And the Jaguars. Y'all seen all the media and all the attention. I mean, everybody knew it was about to happen.
Yeah.
But nobody talked about it, so nobody really didn't know how to handle it, but
right.
I'm going to make a stand. How do I make a stand? How do I...
Did you expect the reaction?
I knew the NFL was going to do what they did, and I'm sure all the coaches and all the owners knew what was going to happen on Sunday.
Hey, but when you saw the Jaguars owner...
Dialect.
Yeah.
When you see the Jags owner standing there with his players, Robert Kraft as well, this
bigger.
Has gone deeper than just the players now.
It's bigger to me. You know, you get comments where people would say, like, you know, you don't work with politics. Stick with doing what you do. Stick with football. Because if you couldn't run and jump, then you wouldn't be nothing. I get those comments in my DM. I have a 14-year-old son. He don't have to be able to run, jump. As long as he can do his books, he could be anything he want to be. It's not about how fast and how high he can jump.
It's like
you
Michael
know?
Thomas, a safety.
So with
from
people
Miami.
Saying that, that's what they're expecting from these black athletes. But I want these kids, my son, who looks up to me, I have sons, to know that they can be anything they want to be. And I thought we had got a little bit past that when Obama was the president, and we could just like, hey, if he could be the president, you could be anything you want. But it seems like we're taking a step back, and just with those comments.
All right, we're here at the at Iron Rooster, McHenry Row, Ladarius Webb getting to the bottom of his Sprite. Anthony Levine Sr. is here, and we got to dig into it. Ravens and Jags, we'll talk about that, and the Steelers coming up. It's 98 Rock.
Live from Iron Rooster and McHenry Row, the Ladarius Webb Show on 98 Rock.
Yeah, it's Kirk and Marianne,
yeah.
Ladarius and Anthony, and So could you text with your loved ones? Did you have any problem? Because
yeah,
I had to go on Viber. I had to get on something called Viber.
Verizon had some kind of plan.
Okay.
Like a $10 a day plan.
Right.
Where I was able to use my data.
You didn't do WhatsApp?
I did have that. I was able to FaceTime my wife off the WhatsApp.
Nice.
You big on FaceTime.
Yeah, I need to see the kids. They want to see daddy.
They want to see daddy.
Yes.
Hey, some of the seats you could lay down in,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Who got those seats? Did you get one?
Harbaugh didn't have one. He gave up his seat. But I had one. A lot of the guys had one. It was a huge plane.
What about Austin Howard? I mean, could he
Austin
even
had one? Yeah, he was. Austin in the front. Yeah,
but he's sticking off
enough.
The seat. He's so big.
And he made it happen. I remember him laying down too. He made it happen.
So the plane ride back, was it real quiet?
Nah, at all. Levine went to sleep, but nah, we wasn't. We was loud actually. We didn't go to sleep back. Well, I didn't, and a group of us didn't. You did. You were going to sleep 30 minutes into the flight.
Were you chirping at the Jags a little bit? I saw somebody came down. I'm like, what? They were getting ready to.
That was doing all the chirping, you know what I mean? They was winning. So they had the upper hand. So they was, you know, showing their muscles and stuff. But we'll see them again.
Yeah, what's it like when you play? Like, do you ever end up playing against someone that you used to work with? Like, are you friends with?
Mm-hmm.
Is it hard to separate that?
We out for blood. After the game, we can switch jerseys or something. But
yeah.
I'm out for blood.
All right, I got to ask.
Cold.
You had one penalty. What happened on that penalty?
Did I have a penalty?
And you were, because the camera comes on and you were like, what? What?
I thought it said Marlon. Somebody told me that, and I was just like,
You were like, what? What? I didn't. Me?
I don't remember it. I thought it was Marlon passing parent.
What happened? Levine,
can you please explain? Because I don't remember it.
Here we go.
Darius, he had that illegal contact.
Levine, watch when we get into this meme tomorrow. You're going to see it.
He just
said 21. Yeah. But it wasn't me.
Oh, well, I'm just saying what he said.
Oh, I'm going to show you. I ain't had a penalty.
In the meeting.
I don't remember. He threw one ball towards me. I remember one time.
Nah, he didn't throw it, but he threw the ball at Marlon. And Marlon broke it up.
Oh, it wasn't on me, man.
Marlon broke it up.
I'm telling you the flag.
Right.
He
meant 29?
He must be 29.
I know. I don't think they even know that we're
here. Or 22.
Hey, Marlon got a lot of action yesterday.
Yeah, he get action every week.
Okay. So he's going to be more in the mix, looks like.
I thought he's been in the mix.
Yesterday was more. Oh, yeah.
You sure?
I'm positive.
No, they always switch the series.
They always switch.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
First week, did he play first week?
Yeah, yeah. They just threw the ball more at him.
Okay.
Yeah, he just able to make some plays so you knew he was over there. Yeah, you're right. That's how it was.
Yeah.
Well, he's a good one. He's a good one.
We're going to talk about Pittsburgh coming up. Are you ready? You're going to talk a little Pittsburgh week coming up?
Yeah.
All right, we're an Iron Rooster, McHenry Rowe, number 21 and 41, with Darius Webb and Anthony Levine Sr. on 98 Rock.
Live from Iron Rooster and McHenry Rowe, this is the LaDarius Webb Show on 98 Rock.
That's right, it's the LaDarius Webb Show. Kirk and Marianne, we're just the sideshow. The main event is right here, and Anthony Levine Sr. is joining us. LaDarius.
Per usual.
Oh, yes. That's right.
How was the? Could you hear?
Regular now.
Could you hear Baltimore in Wembley? Because it was it was loud.
They had a lot of people visiting.
Around that time, I think I was in the zone. I was like, me and Levine was on the knee. We was nervous at the time. I don't think I remember those 3, 4, 5 minutes.
I'll tell you what, black dude, he nailed the anthem. I mean, homeboy nailed it. I had to come in. Yeah, I was like, he was jamming.
It's a tough song.
It is. I sang it one time.
Oh, you did?
Well, I sang it a bunch of times, and I thought I got the words wrong, and I came off the field, and the guy said, "You'll get them next time, Kirk."
Oh, no.
I said, I guess I messed the words up. All right, we're live at Iron Rooster, McHenry Rowe, Anthony Levine Sr., LaDarius Webb. It's his show.
Yeah.
And we're back, and we're talking Pittsburgh on the other side, 98.
Live from Iron Rooster and McHenry Rowe, this is the LaDarius Webb Show on 98 Rock.
You know what's amazing, Scoops, is how much bigger Levine is than Webb.
Oh, that's nice.
You sound surprised by that.
I mean...
Oh, no, man.
Why would you say that?
It doesn't matter. You know
it's
what?
Not even a diss.
You know what matters?
No,
what
not.
Matters?
Speed.
Ouch.
But, I mean, Levine is, you can tell Levine is that hybrid between safety and linebacker. And
athlete.
You know what I mean?
Just athlete.
He's an athlete.
Who an athlete?
You.
I'm just an athlete.
Yeah, of
you
course
are.
I am.
No, Levine.
You know, in those in the Under Armour games now.
Safety linebacker.
They're not quarterback or D-line. A lot of guys are just athlete.
Yeah, that's me. I would say that's me.
You was an athlete? Well,
Coming out of college, athlete.
Coming out of college.
Always.
All right, so what's up?
Because you said you wanted to play baseball, right? Or was it basketball?
Basketball.
Yeah, basketball.
Athlete.
Last time we talked. Yeah, he's an all-around. Yeah.
Think about Webb.
Just like you, Kirk.
I found out in the first half in a junior-senior game in high school. The thing about Webb, though, he's slight of frame, but he gets you on the ground.
He's fragile.
He's not fragile. He's not fragile.
Who ain't fragile?
You're sitting close to Webb,
so you know
friend.
Not to talk about him like that. But
he's not hurt all the time. That's fragile.
I'm the best tackler.
He's fragile.
All right, other than CJ.
Whoa, you're not the best tackler. Now, I will say
other
this.
I'm the best tackler.
Who wraps up?
No, he's not the best tackler. He's not the best tackler on the team. I will say.
Pound for pound.
CJ Mosley.
Pound for pound.
I will give Webb this. I honestly think that Webb has the best hands on the team.
The best hands on the team.
I give him that.
That's about it.
That's
the fact. We know that.
I'm not going to say that he's the best tackler. Now, he could tackle now. Webb is a really great tackler.
He's not the best tackler.
Wow. You're not the best tackler on the team.
Okay, might not be the best, but I'm an A plus.
You're a great tackler.
A plus tackler.
If you're not the best, but you're A plus, what's better than
CJ Mosley?
CJ Mosley, A plus.
Pittsburgh's coming to town. It's a big game. Everybody's going to be fired up.
Yes, it is.
2-1 versus 2-1.
Yes.
What can you tell us?
It's going to be a great game. I could tell you it's going to be one of those Pittsburgh Steelers and Ravens games. It's just going to be. If you don't believe me, come watch.
It's for first place in the AFC North?
Yes. It's going to be one of those games.
Well,
I wish it could just turn like 35 degrees on that day. And it would be a classic. Perfect classic.
Hey, it was 90 today, so.
90 today.
I doubt if we'll get to 35.
It was hot, man.
I've been inside all day.
Air conditioning.
Trying to catch up.
It's car.
Whoa.
Hey, thanks a lot to Vibrancy 21.
Yes.
Thanks to all of our sponsors out here. Thanks to Iron Rooster, McHenry Rowe. And thanks to you guys. Give it up. You guys are great. Appreciate y'all coming out. We'll be here again next Monday night, 6:30 to 7:30.
Yes. Every Monday throughout the entire season.
Except bye week.
Okay.
We may even be here for bye week. You never know.
Well, we'll be here for bye week.
I'll be over the water somewhere.
I don't know what it
is. You going back to London?
I might.
Supreme Shelter.
Look, I won't be in Baltimore. I can probably be here. I won't be in Baltimore.
All right. Steelers and the Ravens, 1 o'clock from M&T Bank Stadium. We'll be at Ravens Walk. I'll be out there 10 to 1 getting you ready on Ravens game day. Gentlemen, thanks a lot. We'll do it again. Ladarius Webb Show on 98 Rock.
This is the Ladarius Webb after the Levine Show. I'm here all the time, man.
Hey, Levine, keep showing up. Keep showing up.
The Ladarius Webb Show on 98 Rock was brought to you by M&T Bank. With easy choice checking, just use your account once each month and you don't pay a monthly maintenance fee. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Toyota Camry, the official car of the Baltimore Ravens. Let's go places. And Verizon, the official wireless voice, internet, and cable service provider of the Baltimore Ravens. Join us next week here at Iron Rooster on McHenry Row and be part of the show with Kirk, Marianne, and Ladarius Webb on 98 Rock, the official radio home of the Baltimore Ravens.